Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it will be the case, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have put in front of you, that you will recall them in your heart, being among all the nations to which the Lord your God has driven you. And you will return to the Lord your God, and you will obey his voice according to everything that I am commanding you today, you and your sons, with all your heart and with all your soul. And the Lord your God will restore your fortunes, and he will have mercy on you, and he will return and gather you from all the various peoples where the Lord your God scattered you. If one of you has been driven to the end of the sky, the Lord your God will gather you from there, and he will fetch you from there. And the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers took in possession, and you will inherit it, and he will treat you well, and he will increase you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your progeny, with a view to you loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for the sake of your life. And the Lord your God will place all these curses on your enemies, and on those that hate you, those who persecuted you. And you will return and obey the voice of the Lord, and you will carry out all his commandments, which I am commanding you today. And the Lord your God will cause you to abound in every work of your hands, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land, for your welfare, for the Lord will again rejoice over you in goodness, as he rejoiced over your fathers, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God, by keeping his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this body of commandments, which I am commanding you today, is not too extraordinary for you, and it is not far from you. It is not in heaven, with you saying, "Who will go up to heaven for us and fetch it for us and proclaim it to us so that we can carry it out?" And it is not across the sea, with you saying, "Who will go across to the other side of the sea for us, to fetch it for us and proclaim it to us, so that we can carry it out?" For the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, for you to carry it out. Look, I have put before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity, in view of which I am commanding you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his regulations, so that you live and multiply, and the Lord your God blesses you in the land to which you are going, to inherit it. But if your heart turns aside, and you do not obey, and you are drawn away, and you worship other gods and serve them, I tell you today that you will certainly perish. You will not prolong your days on the ground which you are crossing the Jordan to go to inherit it. I testify to you today by heaven and earth. I have put life and death, the blessing and the curse, before you. So choose life, in order that you and your seed may live, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice and clinging to him. For he is your life and the prolongation of your days, in living on the ground which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, that he would give it to them.